Morning, everyone. The very first time Alan and I did something together, I jokingly said, "Have you ever seen the movie Twins?" How many of you have seen the movie Twins? Oh, so I'm showing my age, I think. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. And Alan automatically assumed that he was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay, well, I want you to notice there's a painting up here. Can I have the first slide up, please? When Ben got in touch with me, he asked me if he'd come and speak about creativity. How many of you would say that you were a creative person? That's about a third, probably. Okay. Well, I come from Perth, my hometown. I was a St. Johnstone season ticket holder. No. I live in Musselburgh now, so people keep trying to make me a hippie, but I'm just not having it. And I grew up in a working class family. My dad was a lorry driver. And I would never have thought of myself as a creative person. Creative people were something other than what I was. Anybody feel like that? Yeah, there's creative types. But this is a painting that I did. And I never did art at school. How many people did art at school? They made me do accounts. And I failed miserably, actually, at accounts. Ask my wife. Some of you might know my wife. My wife's called Faith Brennan. And I've got two teenage boys. But I never thought of myself as creative. They put me down the accounts route, which I was terrible at. And then my sister-in-law, Charity, she's actually a trained artist. She went across to America to Morningstar. Have you heard of Morningstar? Some of you? They're very creative and musical and arty. And they said to her, "You are going to receive something from God, like a gift of creativity, and you're going to go back to Scotland, and you're going to release creativity." In fact, she's written a book called Limitless, which is about it. And so she came over to Faith and I's house, and she's like, "Yes, I'm going to..." She's quite... I was going to say arty-farty, but maybe that's unkind. Yeah. She looks like an artist. In fact, when she was at St. Martin's College in London, which is a really fancy sort of top college in the UK, Faith and I went to visit her. And man, the place scared me. It was so weird. Anyway, there was like mannequin dummies being hung in the corridors and stuff. It was weird. Anyway, that's another story. Anyway, she said, "I've gone to America and I've come back. All expenses paid, by the way. And I've come back and I'm going to release creativity." Now, anyone who knows me knows that if God's giving something away, I'm there. Like, so I said to her, "So, you've been given something of creativity by God to give away to other people. Me! As like a little kid. Me! I'll have some. God's got something to give. Now, remember, I have not drawn anything, painted anything. I would have been resistant to calling myself a creative person. Now, let's have a little confession time here. How many of you would be resistant to saying you were creative? Oh, the boss. Well, I would have put myself in that category because I would have thought, that's not really me, you know. Anyway, she prayed for me. And I did my Christian thing. Okay, God, I'm ready. Nothing. Praise for me, fine. A week later, Saturday morning, my only long morning, long lie, I wake up and I have to paint. I absolutely have to paint. Now, someone had given me oils to paint with. So I got up and that's what I painted. Now, you can come and have a look at it if you want at some point. I just couldn't believe it. Like, what? I don't paint. I'm not creative. But why on earth would... It almost felt like cheating. Like, you know, I should have gone to school or art college or somebody should have trained me, or I should have believed that I was creative before I start to do something like that. Isn't that incredible? Now, that was the very first one I did. You can probably see there's a little SB, that's me, Scott Brennan, 2011. It was November 2011. And since then, I have just painted, done watercolours, and a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if it's in here, somewhere. A couple of weeks ago, I made my first ring. How arty-farty is that? Now, it's not brilliant, to be honest. But I made it. And since then, I've started to really paint and really began to enjoy it. And the wonderful thing about it is that there's two things. One is that I feel like I'm doing something supernatural, because it's not natural to not be creative and not be trained and have no skill and suddenly start painting. That's not natural, isn't it? That's weird. But it is supernatural. And I'm going to show you a story from the Bible today. If you turn in your Bibles to Exodus 31, I'm going to show you that the Spirit of God, when he's active, and creativity, new levels of creativity, go hand in hand, and it's for everyone. Okay, so when I ask you at the end of this talk, are you a creative? The right answer is yes. Okay, so I'm telling you before you get the question. All right, so by the end of this little talk, you will be absolutely convinced that you are meant to be filled with the Spirit of God and creative. Okay? Yeah, you're not sure, are you? So, put up the next slide for me, please. When I use the word creative, there are lots of ways to be creative. Is anybody a hairdresser in here? Anybody a programmer? Programmer, architect? Anybody a joiner? I tell you, you've got to be creative to be a joiner, don't you? Some jobs you go to, you think, how on earth are we going to do that? You've got to be creative. There's lots of ways to be creative. Any primary school teachers? Yeah, primary school teachers. You have to be creative to be a primary school teacher, don't you? Yeah. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to expand your horizons. Especially in the church, we think that creative people are the more kind of flag-waving, painting types. And they are creative. But it's so much broader than that. How many musicians have we got in the room? How many of you play an instrument of some kind? Oh, come on. Who would like to receive an anointing from God and suddenly love to play music? Or suddenly love to paint? And actually, it's not bad. Come on, how many of you would like that? He put his hand up. That's good. You can keep him to account. I put a list here. Engineers, artists, builders, photographers, musicians, they're all creative. And if you want to put up the next slide for me. There used to be this idea of left brain, right brain. How many of you have heard of that? Psychologists, they have this thing that, you know, left brain people are rational and they're analytical. I'm not a creative type because I'm analytical. I'm not going to put myself in that category. I can't be creative. And there used to be sort of this divide between left brain and right brain. And those on the right brain were meant to be the emotional people and the creative people. And that's what psychologists used to believe. Diane's looking at me like, I still think that's true. But apparently, brain science is developing rapidly. And what they've started to do is they've started to test what activity is happening in the brain when people are doing certain things. And what they've discovered is it's much, much more complex, that all different parts of your brain are used in the creative process. So the reason I'm telling you that is don't believe the lie that you're not that kind of person. I'm more of the analytical, rational. You know, accountants can be creative. Any accountants in the room? Nobody's admitting up to it. Okay. So let's turn to Exodus 31. You got Bibles there. And I'm going to tell you about a guy called, what time did I start? Was it 8:30? I'm going to tell you about a guy called Bezalel. What a great name, Bezalel. How many of you have got kids? Did you think, if it's a boy, we're definitely calling him Bezalel? You'd have to be like David Beckham or somebody to call your kid Bezalel, wouldn't you? So we're going to look at this guy called Bezalel. And apparently, this is one of the first examples in the Bible of someone being filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, there is some dispute about that, but most people think that Exodus 31 is where it's the first recorded example of an individual receiving a filling of the Holy Spirit. And there is a principle of biblical interpretation that when you see an example of something happening for the first time in the Bible, it sets the scene for the rest of the Bible. You know, so the word day, for example, is a 24-hour period throughout the Bible, unless the context says otherwise. Okay, so it's that sort of principle. The reason I'm telling you that is because the first place that you see an example of the filling of the Spirit in Scripture is completely associated with creativity. And so my interpretation would be that filling with the Spirit and creativity should be normal. Is that okay? All right. Let me give you a little bit of background. If you want to put up a next slide, it's actually made me smile. For those of you that haven't caught on yet, it's meant to be Steve Jobs, and he invented the Apple tablet. I thought that was quite good. I don't know if Steve Jobs is in heaven. It'd be good if he was. Anyway, another subject. So what we get is Exodus 31, the background to it is Exodus 20 is where Moses has his mountaintop experience and receives tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments. Now that's quite creative in itself, isn't it? And then as the story goes on, you get to Exodus 25, and what God does is he tells the people of Israel, who are sort of wandering around trying to discover themselves, he tells them to bring precious stones, gold, dyed cloth. But why did he ask them to do that? You remember? They're going to build a dwelling place for God, a tabernacle. So this is very, very important. Creativity is meant to encourage the presence of God. Creativity is meant to be something that gives glory to God. And that's really important. Because I think if you are good at something, whether you're a singer or a musician or whatever, if you're a creative person, it is really easy for it to flatter your own ego. Like, I think Beyonce, Katy Perry, they all started in church. Is that right? I think it's really easy to have a God. I would suspect that all the famous people who are great musicians, artists, all have a God-given. I would say most of it is as much supernatural as it is natural. I don't actually believe there is a separation between the two, but I'm not talking about that just now. So what we have is we have a tabernacle that needs to be a dwelling place of God and built. And what happens is God chooses this guy, Bezalel. Now, here's the interesting thing. Bezalel's name means to be in the shadow of God. That's a kind of ooh for you prophetic types. I'm going to give you an opportunity now, okay? Bezalel's name means to be in the shadow of God. That was not bad. It's not bad. Now, of course, in the shadow of God is a metaphor, isn't it? How close do you have to be to somebody to be in their shadow? Close, don't you? So it's about presence, closeness. Creativity is meant to bring us closer to God. And when I started to paint, like, I love the Western Isles and Iona and Mull and all these kind of places. I like Islay as well because you get to visit the distilleries. But And what it was like, God just spoke to me about the rising sun, which obviously has a double meaning, you know, because Jesus is the risen sun. And Scotland, you know, with this sort of Hebridean thing going on. And this was almost like a sword and a Celtic cross all together. Like, I didn't make that up. It just was like, boom, this is what I meant to do. And like that took me 40 minutes. I was just like, boom. It's like, whoa. The whole concept was there, though. And I personally believe there's something of God's presence when you paint. So now what's happening is, where I live and people who know me, they're now saying they want a Brennan. And whenever somebody asks for a Brennan, try not to flatter my ego, I'm praying, I'm blessing. So wherever there's one of my paintings hanging in their house, it's a blessing and the presence of God goes with it. How cool is that? And that's not about me, that's about the Spirit of God. So let's go to Exodus 31, and we're going to read verse 1 to 11. 11? Sorry, private joke with Alvin and I, but I'm sure you've seen the clip. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah." Okay? So God handpicks individuals. We will actually see that he doesn't just stick with individuals, he really likes teams. But you and I are individuals. Verse 3, "And I have filled him with the Spirit of God." Okay? What does that look like? In wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. See that creativity? To design artistic works, to work in gold. That's bronze, actually. So, you know, if you steal it, it's not worth anything. Work in gold, silver, and then bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. Man, this guy was an artisan, he was. Now, I suspect he probably had some raw talent. Okay, if you're going to design the tabernacle, you know, you probably have to have some ability. You're not just going to be a total noob. You're going to not just be the new guy. But I think what happened was that the Spirit of God came upon Bezalel, filled him, and raised his levels of creativity up to a whole new dimension. And I think that can happen to us. Like, I never painted. I've still never been trained how to paint. And yet, you get this incredible creativity coming from the Spirit of God. And then in verse 6, it says, "And I indeed have appointed." Now, there's a guy with a really difficult name, okay? "I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach." Good name. "Of the tribe of Dan." See, teamwork. Not just about individuals. "And I have put wisdom," listen to this, "I put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans." So God's really looking for a team. He's looking for, like, this thing is not meant to be kept to ourselves. This thing is meant to be given away. How many of you have seen that movie, Pay It Forward? You've got to watch it. It's great. It's a great movie. It's about this guy. He's just a kid and he starts a trend. You know, I think, you ever heard about these people that go to McDonald's? You ever been to the drive-through McDonald's, right? You ever got to the window to pay and the person in front of you's paid for you? You ever had that happen? I have. And what you do is you then pay for the person behind you. Right. Imagine if like 30 people went through the drive-through and their stuff had been paid for by somebody else. See, what God gives us, we're meant to give away. We're meant to pay it forward. It's not meant to just be a selfish thing, although it is great to be enjoyed. I enjoy painting. So it says that they may make all I have commanded you, the tabernacle of meeting, the ark of testimony, and the mercy seat that is on it. Now, I don't have time to explain what all these things are, but this is like high-end quality gear for the presence of God to be around. Table and utensils, pure gold lampstand, altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, the laver and its base, the garment of ministry. So now they're making clothes, right? Not only is he doing all this other stuff, holy garments for Aaron the priest and the garments of his sons to minister as priests and the anointing oil and sweet. Now they're making oils, clothes. It's like a whole industry. All these things, the creativity from the Spirit of God. Sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded you, they shall do. In this room, there is going to be an incredible amount of hidden talent. And some of you don't even know. A bit like me, I wake up on a Saturday morning, I must paint, where are the oils? I didn't even know what brushes, I didn't have a clue. Like, I actually had brushes at a pound stretcher, like a pack of five for a pound. It wasn't like, you know, I'd gone to an expensive art shop or anything. I'm like, well, I don't know, what do you do? Sometimes the reason that we don't do stuff is we just don't have the confidence. We just think, oh, I can do this. Or who? It's that sort of, you know, low self-esteem thing. But God chooses us, and he empowers us with the Spirit, and the result is incredible creativity. And I'm living proof. That's why I didn't bring this. I don't think that's one of my best ones. I think it is, they've got better as time's gone on. But I brought this along to show you as an example. The very first thing I did without any experience, Spirit of God. So, here's my message, basically. God is looking for a creative people who are filled with the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to glorify God and encourage creativity in a multitude of ways. So in this room, there's going to be a multitude of ways that we can be creative. And you're not excluded. You're included. You know why I believe that? I believe it because you and I are made in the image of God. God is a creator. If you're made in the image of God, then you are creative. Look at the person next to you. Tell them, you are made in the image of God. I know it's hard to believe. Tell them, you're a creative person. You know, one of the biggest, fastest growing things that's happening in the UK at the moment is the shed movement. How many of you have heard of the shed movement? Shed movement's basically retired guys that were maybe, I don't know, they did different things, but they retire and they just feel like their life has no meaning. Like, what do I do now? I can go down to the pub, I can do the garden. They just feel like my life's got no meaning. And so somebody set up like these sheds where retired guys can all go and just try things. So they start selling their stuff because they're doing wood turning and they're doing metal work and they're doing all this incredible stuff. They're just working class retired guys who suddenly were given permission to be creative. Totally changed the way they think about themselves. And I guarantee you this, if you're open to this message, if you're open to the Spirit of God changing you, it will change you. When you wake up and you suddenly think, there's things that I can do that I didn't know I could do, you begin to think about yourself differently. It's amazing. The other thing is that, as the verse shows, it says that God gave them the ability to teach others. We have a responsibility. When we receive something from God, we're meant to pass it forward. We're meant to pay it forward. Like charity went across to America. Okay. So let me pull some of this together. Who qualifies to be creative? I'm just going to do a little question and answer here. Okay. Who qualifies to be creative? What do you think? Everyone. Does anyone think that some of us are excluded from being creative? No. Okay. Does being creative all kind of look the same? Well, what might it look like? Give me some examples. You guys are quiet. Come on. What might it look like? It might look like a hairdresser. It might look like a plumber. You ever had a problem with your plumbing and you can't seem to fix it? It might look like a wife, a creative wife. A mother. My mom and dad have been married for like 50 years. And Faith asked, my mom's name is Sheila. She said, Paddy Brennan, a good Irish name, from Donegal. If Paddy dies first, would you marry again? She was like, no, wait, it took me years to train this one. So wives have to be creative, don't they? The minister. I don't want to say this to embarrass Alan, but he's one of the most creative church leaders I know. And I know a lot. He's one of my heroes. I appreciate him. So that means that everyone is included, doesn't it? And it can look a variety of ways. So do not exclude yourself. Here's the other thing. Are we meant to keep it to ourselves? What are we meant to do with it? I'm going to share it. Pass it on. Do something with it. I love it. I love it when someone takes an idea, like builds a skate park. Like when I was driving along here, there's a bit of ground there, isn't there? What's that used for? At the moment, what's it used for? I bet it's used for a whole load of stuff that we don't know about. It's probably not great. Here's my challenge. I wonder if we could start praying for that ground and do something really creative with it. Just an idea. How many of you know Paul Eade? Paul Eade had started a church in Postle Park, and they knocked down lots of the ground round about the buildings around the area, and they've put in this, what do they call it? It's like a clay pit, and they put water in there. You can fish now. It's got seats. It just looks amazing. It's like a little oasis in the middle of all these buildings. That took a lot of creativity, didn't it? If we embrace this idea, we can change our communities. It's not just about us. Pretty cool when you think about it, isn't it? One of the biggest problems we have in Scotland is that we just don't really believe we can do it. Something called the tall poppy syndrome, have you heard of that? Like, you know, we're all Jack Thompson's bairns. Who do you think you are? Don't rise above your station and all this kind of stuff. It's just nonsense. God chose Bezalel. I bet you there was a lot of gifted, skilled people. He chose Bezalel. And Bezalel chose someone else. And they chose someone else. It's got to start with somebody. That means you and me. When Charity came back from America, and she was like, I've got this thing to give away. Is that me? I've got this thing to give away. I was like, me. Like a little boy, you know, in the sweetie shop. Sometimes we just get disappointed and we think, no, that's not for me, that's for somebody else. Or, you know, I don't want to, you know, do that. People might think I'm trying to be something special. God does want you to be something special. He wants you to rise above people around about you and to draw them up with you. He's looking for people to change our communities. In our own strength, we cannot do it. But with the Spirit of God, you believe that? It's amazing. When Faith and I, we planted the church from scratch in 2003, I could play like three chords on my guitar. I can probably play about 10 now. I describe myself as a 10-chord wonder. And Faith, we bought this old keyboard, and we weren't very good. But we sought God, we just started to worship, and the presence of God made up for our inability. And so we, like, over the years, we've just had the most incredible worship experiences. Remember that creativity is meant to be about the presence of God, giving glory to God. If we can change our communities, that gives glory to God. If we as Christians in our community can be a part of that creativity, it's an amazing thing. It's a privilege, really. I don't want to get into politics here, but we've already seen in the last few weeks how much passion there is in the nation, whether you are a yes or a no voter. There's nobody knew there was so much passion under the surface, did they? No one knew, but there it is. It's there. It's in you. It's in me. And I'm living proof. So I'm going to ask you. Remember, I warned you at the beginning, I'm going to ask this question. How many of you are creative? Come on, hands up. How many of you are creative? I tricked you. Not one of you is not creative. Sometimes we watch some of the best footballers in the world and we think it's like art. Wow. See how he dribbled that ball. See how he headed that into the goal. We have video clips of like all the best goals in the World Cup. Creativity. I want to kind of break any boxes that you've got about yourself, about what the Spirit of God might or might not do through you. I want to break them off and say, do you know what? There's so much that we could be part of, so much that we could do. If he's going to choose a wee guy from Perth whose dad was a lorry driver, who didn't do art but did accounts and failed miserably, and he's going to wake up on a Saturday morning and start doing that. Wow. So, what I'd like to do, do you have like a ministry team, or how does it work? Does anybody have any questions? Like, you might have a question. I'm not going to spend ages doing questions, but just if there's something you think, well, what about this, or what about that, or sometimes we have this yeah, but voice. You know what I mean? Yeah, but. No? Sure. What do you do? Sure, sure. So what your aim is to find a space, isn't it? So is it church? Is it free time? Is it sport? Is it, you know, whatever? Is it a hobby? So that would be my way, is look for that space. You're basically giving God a space. Play. Yeah, have fun with it. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I start painting and it's just all wrong. It's just not right. And I actually, Faith will come in and she'll go, what have you done? Because I've just gone with it. In fact, the most recent one I did of Linda's farm, I did one to begin with, and I really didn't like it. And I just woke up and painted over it in 10 minutes, and it just looked incredible because God was in it. Does that answer your question? Yeah, that's like, have fun. You know, sometimes we're just so serious. Can you imagine Bezalel, right? Put yourself in Bezalel's situation. He gets chosen. He's going, me, me, me. But he gets chosen. Can you imagine making the Ark of the Covenant with these angels and gold? You've got gold and jewels and all these materials to work with. That must have been amazing. Yeah. And if you feel like you don't have the resources, God is big, right? God, he gives you the most incredible resources, and he'll bring people around about you. Okay, so can I get a ministry team up here? Is that? So there's two lies that I want to tackle. that maybe you're feeling. One is, I'm not a creative person. And hopefully, you don't believe that anymore. But the second one is, I just don't have what it takes. I don't have the confidence, I don't have the ability, or you're kind of bound by something that says, oh, I just couldn't, and I'm too embarrassed, or whatever. God does not want you to live there. He wants you to live in a place of freedom where you can be creative in whatever it might be. Like, Ben might start playing the bassoon. You don't play the bassoon, do you, Ben? You just don't know what it might be. So, what do you normally do? Do you normally get people... I'm a tree. All right, okay. What have we got, like 10, 15 minutes? What have we got? Okay, let's stand together then. Yeah, let's get a guitarist up here. I want you to get prayer today if the answer to my question is yes. Do you want to be good at something that gives God glory? That's the question, okay? Do you want to be good at something that gives God glory? Oh, well, great, there's a person of faith here. So I'm just going to pray, and then what I'd like you to do is just come out when you're ready. We just get some background-y, creative-y. So Holy Spirit, I just thank you so much that everyone's included. There's nobody that cannot be filled with your Spirit. If we are made in your image, God, and you are a creator, then we are creative. God, it might be playing football. It might be writing poetry. It might be cutting hair. It might be fixing pipes. But God, we want to do stuff that makes you look good, gives you the glory. It just does something inside of us. So that our faith begins to rise, we change as individuals, we pass it forward, we gather people around about us, communities change. Starts with one, Lord. Starts with us. And so Holy Spirit, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, the Jesus who's the King of Heaven, Heaven, the place of ultimate creativity where everything has a colour and a sound and a spirit about it, God. I just pray that that would be our experience here on earth. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And God, would you break off the lie that, you know, this is not for me? Would you break off the lie that, you know, I'm not good enough, or that's for somebody else, or just the things that we believe that constrain us and keep us bound. And God, would you break open in Jesus' name a spirit of creativity amongst these people? God, in the name of Jesus, I release the gift of creativity. Just as Charity prayed for me, I now pray and pass it on in Jesus' name. Just start to receive that where you are. Just open yourself up to that. Now, a bit like me, you might think, well, nothing. It's just nothing. And then wake up on Saturday morning and you just got to do something. So God, I pray for every person, would you release creativity and freedom and openness to really find and be inspired and do something that brings us closer to you, God. I just felt the Holy Spirit say to me, there are some people here who need to be creative with money. You feel like you just never have enough enough money to do what you want to do. And so, and that's really been worrying you. And so I pray for a gift of creativity around money. God, that You know, we have a finite amount of money, but it's amazing how far you can make it go.